Hello, everyone, and welcome to another video reaction for Okay, Here Is the Story, IMD Burns. So, Tom just dropped this. I'm excited. Yay. I'm so excited for this. Tom McDonald, God Mode is the name of the song that I am going to be reacting to today. This is like over an 8 minute song. So, it's more like reacting to a movie, I feel like. Apparently, Tom has a lot to say. You know how fast he raps, and he says a lot very quickly, and this is 8 minutes. Holy crap. Okay, well, anyway, before we get into the video, please like, share, and subscribe to my YouTube and/or Rumble channel. Please, please, please leave me your comment. I love you guys' comments. I try to have a shout out or a subscriber shout out where I review the comments, and I love the ones that you guys leave me. So thank you very much. Also, I'm on my way to 1,000 subscribers. We have an event planned for when that happens. So please subscribe. Please get your friends to subscribe so we can get to that 1,000 and do the event. So, and finally, I had as most of you know, I have multiple sclerosis, and I have a gal named Amy. She's my occupational therapist, and she comes in and she massages my legs because my MS is in my legs. And I just want to say thank you, Amy, for massaging my legs this morning. They feel so much better. And it was funny because I was telling her we have to be done by 11. We have to be done by 11 because I gotta react to this video. And she's like, "Well, who is it?" I'm like, "Oh, it's Tom McDonald." And she's like, "Who's that?" So I flipped on a few of the videos that I've already reacted to. And she's like, "I like him." I'm like, "Yeah, he's awesome." So anyway, Amy, thank you for massaging my legs and making them feel better today. And I'm glad I got to introduce you to Tom. So, okay, well, let's get into the video. Again, this is Tom McDonald, and it's the new one he just dropped today. And the title is called God Mode. Here we go.
I've been hearing that they think my political music is boring. Tell them I'm sorry. I've been rapping about things that I feel are important. I could talk about how rich I am, all these little rappers that I'm bigger than. I could show you the impact addiction had, how the liquor turned me to a different man. I'm not the kid who was visiting Disneyland. I'm not a perfect Christian, have a sinner's past, but I sobered up, prescriptions hit the trash. Now I'm sitting back with 50 billboard plaques, $20 million and a million fans. Middle fingers flipping, I can't flip them back. I'm so independent, so they get the message. I've been spitting facts, I'm not a fiction fan. I am the truth, I am the GOAT, I am the proof. You can reach every one of your goals. You can be too drunk, way too high, but it's never too late to have hope. I am the one. I'm gonna preach. You can reach every one of your dreams. You can be up against the whole entire world, and you can beat them if you just believe.
Wow. Wow, typical Tom. Who we're not even a minute in, and he said so much already. Yeah, I mean, he is. He's changed the industry, and he's had a lot of addictions and he's overcome them. And I know a little bit of his story. I don't know it all. But I know he had some really hard times. And, he's worked his ass off to get where he's at. And yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, let's get back into it.
One of your dreams, you can be up against the whole entire world, and you can beat them if you just believe. They've been saying I'm Illuminati and I'm going to hell. They're desperately searching for any excuse to explain why I've done what they can't do themselves. The only way they can make sense of my famous claim, I worship Satan and labels of health. I don't have an advantage, it's natural talent. Your ego is damaged, admit that you failed. I remember back when I was the only political rapper. What the hell happened? All of a sudden, everyone who never gave a damn got.
Oh, he's so right on that. Oh my gosh. He was the only political rapper, the only one. And he's from Canada. He's from Canada, but he came to this country and he started rapping about our politics and things that are wrong in this country, and people started listening, and that's why they fell in love with him, because he tells it like it is. I was just telling Amy this today. I said, he tells it like it is. I mean, before I even showed her the video, I said, you might be offended. He tells it like it is. He's honest, and And she's like, "Oh, I want to see it. I want to see it." And it, when after we watched it, she was like, "Wow, he does tell it like it is." I go, "Yeah." And he's done everything himself. He is an independent artist, no record labels. He does it all himself. And that is what I love about Tom. I love it. I love it. He's like that. Okay, let's get back into it.
When I was the only political rapper, what the hell happened? All of a sudden, everyone who never gave a damn got political and started rapping. Tragic, I should be flattered. Man, I created the genre, they practically jacked it. Acting like they're in the conversation, they ain't nowhere near it on a different planet.
This is not YouTube, this is upper echelon. President of Sony on my telephone. I get what I want, how I want, when I want, until the day that I'm dead and gone. The internet in love with beef, they want rappers at war. But I don't care who's coming at me, I swore that I wouldn't do disses no more. The last time I battled the man that I trampled, lost his career and then had a divorce. That wasn't fair. Homie got torched. I feel the weight like I'm carrying around a corpse.
Okay, did he just say the last guy that I. Okay, so one thing I've learned about rap is a lot of times the rappers will go after each other through music, media, social media, whatever. And did Tom just say he won't do that anymore because the last guy that he did that to got trampled and got divorced? Do you guys know who he's talking about? Leave me a comment if you know who he's talking about, because I haven't heard that story. Huh. Okay, well, let's get back into it.
Had a divorce. That wasn't fair. Homie got torched. I feel the weight like I'm carrying around a corpse. Still no deal, still no team, still just little old me, still making fun of the whole industry, still rap on my own beat.
Okay, I think it's funny. I'm sorry, we'll go back here, but I think it's funny that he's right there because that's where he shoots his live videos from. If you're part of the Over Gang, he'll go live, and that's where he sits. And that's his little studio. So it's funny that he's got it here in the video. Okay, let's go back and listen to this again.
Homie got torched. I feel the weight like I'm carrying around a corpse. Still no deal, still no team, still just little old me, still making fun of the whole industry, still rap on my own beats. I'm the only multimillionaire in my family tree. I keep
Oh.
hearing rumors that my parents rich and that's how I got in the lead. That's a big L-I-E. If you want to know
Yeah.
the truth, I guess I can show you why I move like this. Let me take you back into my head, tell you about the movie I live. Former alcoholic, nothing in my wallet. Every doctor said that I was depressed. Should be in a coffin or inside a cardboard box and addicted to meth. I was sleeping on my best friend's couch, always dreaming of a West End house. We was living in a basement suite, East Side brand, we get out.
I didn't want to stop this because I want to hear the whole thing, but yes, he was very bad off. He was, like he says, he was addicted to alcohol and drugs. He was living on his best friend's couch. I think it was Brandon Hart. I think that's who he's referring to there because I've heard stories that kind of when he was coming up, he didn't have a place to live, and Brandon Hart's like, "Hey, you got a place, my couch." And he moved in with Brandon. And I believe that's what he's referencing, but I don't. So let's go back. I want to. Wow, this is a lot of a story of his life. Wow. Okay, here we go.
Or inside a cardboard box and addicted to meth. I was sleeping on my best friend's couch, always dreaming of a West End house. We was living in a basement suite, East Side brand, we get out. Motorcycles on the front lawn, bunch of crackheads in the alley. Open up my bedroom window and tell them there's empty bottles they can have. Cops at the door, I couldn't sleep, making up noodles to eat for a week. I couldn't stomach the food I was making if I wasn't high, so I always had weed. Leaving the crib and the neighbors are tripping. I flip them the bird, I ain't stopping to talk. They leaving us notes on the passenger window because we always park in the whip in they spot. 10 in the morning, we sipping our 40s and taking the Honda Civic up the block. Looking for one of my homies who living on the street because he got addicted to rocks. Waiting in line at church, they giving out food. I would
Yeah.
pull up every second Sunday, get some hard-boiled eggs and juice. That was the
Yeah.
move. I was a broke boy, then I blew up. I was suicidal, yeah, the mood sucked. Now I've been rich, I done made hits. I've been praying, I don't screw it up. And now that I've blown up, they're mad that I've grown up. They missing my old stuff. They say
Yeah.
my political music's all sounding the same and the flow suck. I'm never gonna be the old Tom or recapture the magic of old songs. I don't know.
Okay, look there. Oh, that is really cool what he's got on his hands. It looks like it wraps around his fingers. That is really cool. I like that. Yeah, and I mean everything he's just said, everybody wants old time, and He says, I'm not going back to old Tom. Old Tom was a drug addict, an alcoholic, poor, living on ramen noodles, going to the church for food, had crack heads in the alley. I'm not going back to that. I've grown up. Good for you, Tom. Oh, good for you. This is why I love this man. This is why, right here, this whole story. This is perfect for me because, you know, when I started my channel, okay, here is the story. It was based on telling people's stories because everybody has a story. And it was my goal to get everybody's story out there. And this is Tom's story. It is amazing. It's amazing. I love it so much. Okay, let's get back into it.
Same and the flow suck. I'm never gonna be the old Tom or recapture the magic of old songs. I don't know, Tom. You the goat, Tom. Give me what I want or I will go, Tom.
Shut up!
I'm not the guy that you fell in love with back when I was young and dumb. Always getting drunk, taking hella drugs, living in the ghetto, no food for a month. Couldn't pay the power bill, the shower filled with towels, mold, and hella bugs. That was the old Tom, that was broke Tom. Stop saying you miss who I was.
Now you can give me all the Gucci, give me all the Louis, give me everything I want at once. Give me Lamborghinis, give me all my flowers, give you everything I have to be loved. Now they call me racist and they say I'm canceled, but I guarantee you that there will be blood. I ain't going nowhere, I ain't stopping nothing, I'ma really go there, I don't give a... I'm the best thing going right now, they can't mess with me. I've been up, I've been down, I climbed out my grave. I've been great, wait, before today. And I'll be great till I decide to walk away.
And I'm the one you have to thank for every independent artist getting Billboard plaques.
Yeah.
Showed everybody how to beat the record labels and still I don't get no...
You know, he's right. He's like, you have me to thank for the independent artist part of the Billboard charts, because he created this genre. He created it. I don't care what other people say, you know, other rappers that don't like him, that are hating on him right now. You're hating on him because he created your genre. And yeah, I mean, oh my God, he's so right here. Oh my God, he's right. Okay, let's get back into it.
Great till I decide to walk away.
And I'm the one you have to thank for every independent artist getting Billboard plaques. I showed everybody how to beat the record labels and still I don't get no thanks. Everybody who been hating on me copies every little thing I'm doing. I mean, they dress like me, sign CDs, no one is buying their music. I'm the blueprint for these YouTube kids. Every single little view you get, every time you get an iTunes check, you just imitate what I do best. I'm on Fox News, I'm on Rolling Stone, in the New York Times, on the radio. Got a billion views, Millie on the gram. You still paying to be verified, man. I am the reason that Billboard removed all the digital sales charts off their website. I was outperforming label artists and executives pressured them to hit the red light. Universal, Warner Music, Sony, CEOs wanted me dead, but they ain't never gonna really kill me. They just canceled the digital charts instead. Stop telling...
That is so true. Oh my God, that is so true. If you don't know the story, Billboard had a section called digital charts. And of course, Tom just, you know, blew it away. And the record labels did not like that. They, because their people that was on their record labels was not getting on the regular charts. Because he was crushing it on the digital charts. So they convinced Billboard to get rid of the digital charts. And yeah, oh, he's so right. Okay, let's get back into it. Oh my God, this song.
CEOs wanted me dead, but they ain't never gonna really kill me. They just canceled the digital charts instead. Stop telling me that anyone else is bigger than I am. Go get the Nielsen sound scan numbers. Tell me what you find, man. Who's the biggest I am? They're angry that I love America. Guess it's a problem because I'm Canadian. I live in the States. I gave...
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't mean to stop again, but I have said that from the first day that I found out about Tom McDonald and I started following him and I started reacting to his music. I have said, why did it take a Canadian to come down to this country and tell us what the hell is wrong? Why didn't an American stand up and say it? It took a Canadian, which I'm glad. I love Tom and I don't care that he's from Canada. I don't care because he loves this country. He loves this country. But yeah, okay. Well, let's get back to it. Oh my gosh.
am. The angry that I love America. Guess it's a problem because I'm Canadian. I live in the States. I gave 200 grand to the veterans. I am a patriot. I am not faking this. I don't need to keep on making hits. Could have retired 3 years ago, basically. Go check my bank account, buddy. I'm crazy rich. I don't need money. I rap because I'm made for this. I am only doing this because I love it. I told every record label they can shove it. Rappers hate on me, but I'm above it. 93 Shawn Michaels, everyone can suck it. They want photos when they see me out in public. Then they trash me in the comments. What a bummer. I sign autographs and spill my guts and stomach. All I get is people praying that I'll plummet. I came a long way, dreamt of this all day. I should have saw graves, but God saves. I got faith, what a loser. I needed boost to maneuver, bottles of hoops in the cooler. Now I'm the proof that you can choose to be a trooper and regroup and pursue a future, be a ruler. Screw all the rumors, and all the dudes who be acting stupid on computers. Hate is a fuel that humans can use to improve themselves if they don't let their wounds ruin their movement. You can do it, and then you can lose it. You can choose to view it through some different pupils. You can shoot for the moon if you miss it, recoup it, and then execute it till you make it through it. There ain't no excuses, the rules are confusing, so break them and use them to find the solution. The truth is you're losing till you are immune and you turn the abuse into your revolution.
I've been addicted to plenty of pills, power and mentally.
Oh my god. Oh, I love Tom so much. I really do. And we'll talk about this after the song's done, but I'm old. It's hard for me to keep up with all those lyrics. Oh my god. Ah, the guy, he spits, man. He just spits. Lord, okay.
Immune and you turn the abuse into your revolution.
I've been addicted to plenty of pills, power and mentally ill. If I can do it, you can do it. I went from homeless and drunk to turning down record deals. I done got so many wins that I forget the wins. So many plaques inside the crib, they getting hard to live. They so jealous, I'm just glad that I ain't them. Thank God I ain't them. They got money, they got pennies, they got dollars, but they ain't been making any sense.
Oh,
they got
God.
Hundreds, they got thousands. I got 10, 11, 15, 20 something M's. But this ain't always what my life was like. Honestly, it still give me chills. Way before all of my viral songs, before I was living in Beverly Hills, way before I went and sobered up, back when me and Brandon couldn't pay the bills, way back.
Okay, right there, he's talking about Brandon Hart. Yeah, it was Brandon Hart that he lived with. I thought it was, but yeah, he lived with Brandon. They couldn't pay the bills, and they were doing what they could to, you know, break into the industry and get money. And you know, now they're both. I mean, you know, Tom's very successful. Brandon is successful. Okay, let's get back into. And this is Nova. For those of you maybe not ever seen Tom, this is Nova, his girlfriend.
Been in Beverly Hills, way before I went and sobered up. Back when me and Brandon couldn't pay the bills. Way back when I should have been locked up. Overdosed or getting killed. My sister called me from the hospital, said her job's killing her, and that was a fact. She working overtime often, out of options, having panic attacks. Didn't let her finish talking, told her walk in and to quit and call back. Next thing I know, she's in California and she's working for Hangover Gang. And daddy always told me I was special and one day I would conquer the music business. And I guess he was right, cause look at my life. I just bought him a new Porsche for Christmas. And mama worked harder than any woman on earth. Her boss would have never have fired her. I recognized they weren't giving her what she was worth, so I retired her.
This ain't white privilege, this ain't trust fund. This ain't good.
Oh my god. You know, Tom's very successful, and yes, he's got money. But he loves his family. He loves his family. All that he just said about his sister and his dad and his mom, that is all true. He did that. He loves his family so much, and they love him. And I was just telling Amy today, when, you know, when he drops an album, it's his mom and dad and his sister and his brother-in-law and Nova and him that are there signing, packing, shipping. They do everything. They do everything. Oh. That was hard. Okay, let's get back into it.
This ain't silver spoon, this is hard work. This is long nights, this is all me. This is what I do, this is palm trees and Ferraris and a calm breeze and a pretty view. If you don't believe I deserve it, then you never lived the life I did and you wouldn't make it through. I came out of a city where I still don't get no respect. I moved away and I blew up and everyone else is still stuck in the town that I left. I'm not impressed, and they've been saying my video views are all fake, and I honestly hope it helps get them some rest. I'm worth like 30 million motherfucking dollars. All you bums are living check to check. Now everybody is an enemy, they all jealous that I'm a celebrity. Well, screw them, screw the government, screw the record label, screw the mainstream. I'm in God mode, they in beast mode. We are not the same, we ain't equals. And I pray to God that you can deep throat. Got 11 inches for you weak hoes. Y'all cannot critique me.
Oh, did he just say I gotta love it. It's just for me because. Oh my God, Tom. Oh my God, we gotta go back. I want to make sure I heard that right. Okay.
Screw the record label, screw the mainstream. I'm in God mode, they in beast mode. We are not the same, we ain't equals. And I pray to God that you can deep throat. Got 11 inches for you weak hoes.
Yeah, he says, pray to God you can deep throat. I got 11 inches for you weak hoes. Oh, Tom, I love you so much. I really do. Okay, let's get it.
Same, we ain't equals, and I pray to God that you can deep throat. Got 11 inches for you weak hoes. Y'all cannot critique me, y'all ain't in my league still. All your hate completes me, I can't be killed. Y'all just wanna be me, maybe be chill. Leave them bleeding in a wheat field. All my missiles heat seek, you can beat me. Homie, keep still, I can tell that you don't eat meat. Ton of green beans, you a vegan when the beef's real. Everybody's saying I'm fake, but they're the ones who really faking though. And their songs all on YouTube, well my songs on the radio. They claim they hate fame, but they change when they need streams. Then they say names, yeah, and play games and take game and hate on me.
Wait, I got one more thing I gotta say.
I don't need any more money. These days I just do it for all of my fans. I pray to God I inspire somebody or show someone who thinks they can't that they can. I'ma keep going till I'm in the coffin. I promise no stopping till I kick the can.
Till the day that they're dropping my box in the ground, it's Hangover Gang.
Yay! Oh, that's great. I love that. Oh, look at that's his mom and dad and Nova. And his sister and brother-in-law. I will say that I know I will never beat Tom McDonald. But I owe him so much. It was because of him that I had started this channel. I wanted to go a different way than what I did, but it was because of him that I started reacting to music. And I owe him so much because not only did I find so many amazing artists and amazing music, and I've been on this wonderful journey of his videos. But I also met some really beautiful people because of him on Discord. And I don't know how I would live without these people. These are people that I truly love, who check in with me every day, who we sit and listen to each other's problems. And I don't know what I would do without those people. And it's because of Tom that I met these people, because we all love Tom McDonald. We all love Adam Calhoun. We all love Brandon Hart. You know, that whole genre of independent artists. And I'm sorry, there's an ambulance going by right now. You're probably going to hear it in the background. I apologize. I owe Tom McDonald so much. I wouldn't be where I'm at on this channel without him. And when he said, I hope I inspire, you have inspired. Tom, you have. You've changed my life. And I know I'm just a little old lady in Wisconsin. I'm nobody. I mean, I only have like 700 followers. But I'm homebound. I'm in a wheelchair. I'm here 24/7. I very rarely go out of the house. And Tom has opened a world for me that I never thought that, not only that it didn't exist, but that I would be a part of it. And like I said, I'll never meet Tom, but I can't thank him enough. I really can't. And Tom McDonald will always have a home here. When he drops a video, he gets priority. That's just how it is. So, that was a really good video. Man, that was like the longest video I've ever seen. I mean, that was long. Wow. Okay, well, that's the video. I'm going to be dropping another video today. It's Funny Friday. And I'll have subscriber shout out and all that in there that I normally do. But this one's already 25 minutes long. So amazing video, Tom. Thanks for telling the truth. And to all your haters, flip the finger because they're jealous. They're jealous they didn't have the foresight that you did. And they didn't work as hard to get where you are. So love you, Tom. Go Hangover Gang. And you know what else? I love you guys. Bye.